We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
And oftentimes when we talk about God's will, we're always looking at the future. Well, I wonder what God's will is for my life and who I should marry. And oftentimes God's will is in the future. I'm looking at the future and I'm wondering what God's will is. But remember this. God's will is not distant. God's will is daily. Thessalonians chapter 5, God is good. What a wonderful thought and what a great way to enter into this message of thanksgiving this morning. God is good. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and notice what the Bible says in verse number 16. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Thessalonica. He's encouraging them to continue to pursue the Lord Jesus and to continue to be thankful and what God has brought in their life. And we find this expression, verse number 16, the Bible says, rejoice evermore, rejoice evermore. Now that's an easy verse to memorize, probably a harder verse to live. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. This is the attitude of prayer in our life, understanding that God is with us. I will never leave you nor forsake you, the Bible says. And so we can talk to the Lord anytime we want to talk to the Lord. He's just a prayer away. When you're driving down the car, when you're driving down the highway in your car, you can talk to the Lord. Now it's important when you do that to keep your eyes open, but you can talk to the Lord and God hears that prayer. It's a blessing. God hears that prayer. Look what the Bible says, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In our Sunday school time this morning, I asked the boys and girls all of the things that they're thankful for. And without fail, every single one of them gave to me things that they enjoy in their life or blessings in their life. No one, not one person said to me, not one boy or not one girl, said, I'm so thankful for broccoli. The reality is it's easy for us to be thankful for the good things, but it's harder to be thankful for the things that are not so good. And yet the Bible teaches us that we are to be thankful in all things, for this is the will of God. I want to preach this message, and you know, the power of a message is not in length nor loudness, but the word of God. And I want us to see what the Bible says here, because I want to preach this message entitled, Giving Thanks for the Will of God. Giving thanks for the will of God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this church. We're thankful for the word of God, your word that you've given us to help us. And Lord, I pray that you would work in our lives this morning, give us wisdom, give us understanding, and help us, Lord, I pray, as we look at your word, that your spirit would convict us and guide us and lead us into that very truth. And may you be glorified in all that we say and all that we do. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. I think oftentimes when it comes to the will of God, Christians are a little bit confused. And oftentimes when we talk about God's will, we're always looking at the future. Well, I wonder what God's will is for my life. I wonder, young people will say to me, well, Pastor Burns, I'm praying for God's will in who I should marry. And oftentimes God's will is in the future. I'm looking at the future and I'm wondering what God's will is. But remember this, God's will is not distant. God's will is daily. For this is the will of God, the Apostle Paul wrote, even your sanctification. So God's will for your life, first of all, if you're not saved, God's will for your life is that you become a Christian today, that you put your faith and trust in Christ. But secondly, if you're a Christian, God's will for your life is that you would be more like Jesus every single day. And it's not, what is God's will for me, 3 years from now? But listen, if you live your life in God's will today, in God's will tomorrow, in God's will every single day, then 3 years, you don't have to worry about what God's will is, because you'll be in God's will, because you're not worried about the distance of it, but the daily walk with God. And this is what the Bible says here. The Bible says, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. Now, I believe the structure of this sentence in verse number 18 is not as much as the thanking is the will of God, but the circumstances behind the thanking. Give thanks for all things, the subject, all things, because those things are the will of God for your life. And I'm not just talking about the good things, but I'm also talking about the broccoli of our life. I don't know, maybe you like broccoli. I like broccoli, so broccoli is not the issue. I don't know what you don't like in your food, but the reality is there are things that we don't like. But God brings them into our life for our benefit. You know, Thanksgiving has always held a special place in my heart. I believe it rekindles in my life, and I think in your life as well, that God-centered gratitude that the Lord demands and the Lord deserves. Often in the Bible, it talks about thankfulness. And then it warns us of where we will be if we are not thankful. Unthankfulness is destructive in the life of an individual. And the Bible teaches us that we are to rejoice or be happy in the Lord always. And just in case you miss it, Paul says again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Oftentimes we look at what we don't have, become discouraged with what we don't have, and we forget about what we do have. I heard the story of Snoopy and Charlie Brown, and in a cartoon, it was pictured Charlie Brown bringing out Snoopy's dinner for Thanksgiving, and he laid that bowl of dog food in front of Snoopy, and Snoopy started to complain. He says, you know, it's just not fair. I get dog food because I'm a dog. Everyone in the world is getting turkey and all the trimmings, but I have to eat dog food because I'm a dog. And then Snoopy thought for a moment, he stared at that food and he says, well, he said, I guess it could be worse, I could be a turkey. You know, it always could be worse, amen? And God has been good. He's been good. I heard the story of a man named Dennis Byrd. He was a professional football player. He was an up-and-coming star, defensive superstar for the New York Jets, and he was predicted that he was going to turn the Jets organization around. I mean, this was going to be the one. He was going to be the one that was going to change the Jets forever. And then tragedy struck. On November 29, 1992, the Jets were playing the Chiefs. Dennis was about to sack the quarterback when he collided with a teammate and his spinal cord snapped. In a split second, his football career had ended. He was paralyzed from the neck down. Everything that he planned for his life had come to a screeching halt. Later, he wrote about waking up in the middle of the night in Lenox Hospital in a halo brace, not knowing where he was, not knowing why he couldn't move, not knowing what was happening in his life. Suddenly, he went from dreaming to making it to the Pro Bowl to just dreaming about one day holding his child in his arms. Now, from a worldly perspective, Dennis was no longer to reach his potential. But listen to me, friend, and God.
It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
But listen to me, friend, in God's eyes, Dennis Byrd was capable of much more than just a quarterback. In God's eyes, Dennis Byrd was capable of giving God glory. And Dennis did that in a tremendous way. The world watched and listened as Dennis told the media that Christ Jesus was a source of comfort in the time of tragedy in his life. The doctors announced to the media that Dennis would never walk again. It may be years before they would know if he could ever walk again. But Dennis told the media that with God's help and God's strength, that one day he truly would walk again. And on opening day of the 1993 football season, less than a year after the tragic collision, millions of television viewers watched as Dennis Byrd walked out of the middle of that Meadowlands Stadium while 75,000 fans stood cheering in ovation. And Dennis Byrd did not fail to give God the glory for what happened in his life. I'm saying to you that we need to be thankful always, because this is the will of God concerning us. And there are times in our life that we don't like the events that come into our life, but God has a plan. Let's think for a moment the Apostle Paul. I want you to take your Bibles this morning and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And for a moment, think about what the Apostle Paul faced in his life, what God allowed to take place in his life. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. The Bible says this: are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, and deaths oft, or times when his life was threatened Paul faced it many, many times. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a day and a night, or a night and a day. I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, and watchings often, in hunger and thirst, and fastings often, and cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of the churches. And we would all agree, if anyone had any right to complain, it was the Apostle Paul. And yet he, by the influence of the Holy Spirit, penned, "Be thankful for everything, because this is the will of God concerning you." What was Paul thankful for? Let's dig deep into the heart of this man. What was Paul truly grateful for in his life? Let me give you some thoughts. Number one, if you're taking notes, would you write it down? Paul was thankful for the work of the churches. Paul was thankful for the work of the churches. Now, listen to me. The local church is God's plan. And it's still God's plan to reach the world with the gospel. The Bible teaches us that those 12 disciples were the very first church. They were called out from this world. They were saved. They were baptized. And they were commissioned to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are also commissioned to reach the world with the gospel. You know, listen to me. If we live for ourselves, then we will have nothing to be thankful for. So many people, they just live for themselves. Their life is all about them. And if we just live for ourselves, we will have nothing to be thankful for. But the Apostle Paul gave his life to the Lord and to others. And he had much to be thankful for. Look what the scripture says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ and the sight of God and our Father." The Apostle Paul was thankful to God for the work of the church. And he says, "I'm thankful for the work of faith." Now, the church was growing in faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so our faith, if we are attentive today, if we are listening to the word of God, God wants to grow your faith today as the word of God is given. And that's one of the reasons why we are faithful to church, because we want to hear what God has for us. And the Apostle Paul was thankful for the church moving forward. He was thankful for their work of faith. He was thankful for their labor of love. Listen, true love always labors. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You can't take away work from love. The Bible says that God gave his only begotten Son. And friend, you are never more like God when you give. God gave because he loves. And the Bible teaches us it is the love of God that constrains us. You know, if you have the Pharisee attitude where you only serve God because what you get out of it, if you only serve God because you want God to bless you or you want God to do something. Listen, friend, if that is your attitude, then you are going to be disappointed in your Christian life. Because things are going to come in your life that you don't agree with. And you're going to have to trust the heart of God. But no, listen, we serve the Lord because we love him. His love constrains us. He motivates us by his love for us and our love for him. And this church, Paul was thankful for their work of faith, their labor of love, but also their patience of hope. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 teaches us that God wants to give to us an expected end. God has a purpose and God has a plan in our life. Dennis Byrd said this in a media conference when they asked him about the circumstances of his life. He says, "I don't know why the Lord has chosen me to go through this trial, but I pray for my healing. But whatever the outcome, it is my prayer that God be glorified." That's a wonderful prayer, by the way. That God be glorified. And so we wait. We wait on the Lord. He that waits on the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. God gives us strength as we wait on Him, as we trust in Him. And so the Apostle Paul was thankful for the work of the churches among him. And friend, listen, God is interested in His church. It's not my church. It's God's church. It's His program for reaching the world. I'm just glad I get to be a part of it. I get to be a part of it. And so Paul was thankful for the work of faith, and he was thankful for the patience of hope, and he was thankful for that love that compelled them to serve the Lord. Thankful for the work of the churches. And it is truly a blessing to be thankful for all that God has done for us. Paul was thankful for the success of the church, but number two, if you write it down, he was also thankful for the witness of God's provision. He was thankful for God's provision in his life. Philippians chapter 4, let's turn there together. Philippians chapter 4 in the 19th verse. Now, the context of Philippians chapter 4 is a church that gives to missions. It's a church that is involved in world evangelism. They were giving, they were sacrificing to the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul, the Spirit of God, really was commending them for their sacrifice. And here the Holy Spirit says in verse 19 in chapter 4 of the book of Philippians, "But my God shall supply all your need." Your need. God's going to provide your need. A church that sets their priority to God's priority. So many churches today are majoring on minors. We need to find the heart of God, and we need to work toward fulfilling the heart of God. What does God want? God cares about souls. He wants to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. He tried to use Israel to do it. They were to be a light to draw heathen nations to Israel, that they would see that they are that they serve the true God. But they failed. And so what did he do? He grafted in the church. They were the natural branch, and he grafted in the church. And now he says, "No, listen, you're going to go out into the world and preach the gospel." God's heart is the world. He loves the world. He wants the world to be saved, no matter the language they preach, no matter the color of their skin, no matter their culture. God loves the world. That's the heart of God. And God was pleased with the sacrifice of the church at Philippi. And God said, "Listen, because you are doing my will, I'm going to supply your need." What a wonderful blessing to know that God takes care of his children. He takes care of his children. God provides in all of the sacrifices that we give to him and all of the circumstances of our life. Paul was thankful in the trials of his life. Enduring the trials of his life. Think about what he's writing in the book of Philippians. He's saying, "Rejoice evermore." He writes a book about joy. I mean, if you're a Bible student, you know the book of Philippians is a book about joy. Do you know that that was a prison epistle? Do you know that Paul was in bonds? He didn't have freedom to come to a church service like we have the freedom this morning. And yet he's writing about joy. He's writing about God's grace. He's writing about God's provision. Why? Because it's simple. God gave Paul what he needed. His grace, God's grace, is sufficient. He writes in chapter 1 of the book of Philippians, verse 3, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, making all requests with joy." He says in Ephesians chapter 5, another prison epistle, verse number 20, "giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He writes here about the joy of the opportunity of serving the Lord and the joy of God's provision for his life in a difficult time. In the midst of trials, God's grace is sufficient for you. It is sufficient. But Paul was also thankful for the opportunity to request hope and help in his life. Look what the Bible says, Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 4. Philippians chapter 4, if you're not there already, let's jump over there. If you don't have a Bible, you can borrow one for us. You'll find one in the pew ahead of you. We want you to see this from the Word of God. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 4, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication." Look at this. "With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And notice the peace of God shows up, which passeth all understanding. So don't try to understand it, because you cannot understand it unless you're God. The peace of God, which is beyond human comprehension, it flows within us and it gives us that comfort and that joy. But where, how does it get there? It comes not in the provision, but in the asking for God's provision with thanksgiving.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.